This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. International Day of Yoga being celebrated today. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuwar says yoga has a huge significance for stress-free and healthy life. Government decides not to forward the U.S. State Partnership Program and French President Macron to meet rival parties after losing majority. Now the news in detail. President Vidyadev Bhandari has stated that the entire world accepts yoga, which is closely associated with Nepal's ancient civilization and life philosophy. In a message on the occasion of the International Yoga Day, President Bhandari has said all will achieve success to develop a happy, prosperous and peaceful society by connecting the humanitarian pleasure achieved from the physical development to the positive energy achieved from the yoga exercise. The president has mentioned that yoga is an exercise to strengthen an individual's physical, mental and spiritual health and regarded as an action with thought besides a physical exercise. President Bhandari has also said there is a direct presence of yoga in the handicrafts, painting and sculpture associated with the social and cultural lifestyles of Nepalese. The International Day of Yoga has been celebrated on June 21st since 2015 at the call of the United Nations organizations. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuwar has said that yoga has an important role in developing a stress-free and a peaceful mind and a disease-free healthy body. He said this while addressing a program organized today by the Embassy of India, Kathmandu, on the occasion of the International Day of Yoga. The Prime Minister said regular yoga practice instills internal energy and discipline as well as helps develop positive qualities including efficiency in work performance, motivation and self-knowledge. Prime Minister Deuwar described yoga not only as a form of physical exercise but also as a scientific lifestyle and way of living to be adopted while observing definite rules, methods and processes, stating that the Himalayan region is known since historical times as the place of origin of yoga, as the Himalayan mountain range is the holy land of meditation of the hermit and sages. The Prime Minister believed yoga, which also has a direct link to our Vedic civilization, would further ties brotherhood and goodwill and tolerance between Nepal and India. The Prime Minister said that physical exercise, yoga, meditation and treatment are not only physical beneficial but are also beneficial and useful spiritually. He expressed the conviction that the tradition of observing the International Day of Yoga will give us all a positive vibes and energy. The government had decided not to forward the U.S. State Partnership Program. The meeting of the Council of Ministers held on Monday took this decision. The cabinet also decided that every government agency needs to make communications on diplomatic relations via the foreign ministry. Similarly, it was decided in the meeting to announce Jai Bahadur Singh as a national luminary in recognition of his contribution to Nepal's development of the education sector and his endeavor to make Nepal known to the world. The National Examination Board is preparing to make public the results of this year's Secondary Education Examination SEE by the end of this month. Chairman of the board, Dr. Mahasram Sharma, informed that the necessary work is being done to make the results of SEE public on the time. This time, Controller of Examination Arjun Raimaji informed that the results of the SE examination will be made public on 16th of July. He informed that the work examination has been completed and the work of examination has reached the final stage. Baglung section of Kali Gandaki Corridor Road, the National Pride Project, has been obstructed. The Kali Gandaki Corridor has been blocked for the past 3 days due to landslides that occurred at different places in Jaimini Municipality in Baglung District. Information officer of the District Police Office Baglung, Indra Bahadur Rana, said transport service on the Kali Gandaki Corridor Road has been stalled due to landslides taking place at Binam Samari, Orjewa, as well as other places of the municipality. Vehicular traffic to different wards from Kusmesra has been blocked, while passengers heading towards Butwal from Baglung have been facing difficulties due to road disruption. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in Province 1, Madhes Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the provinces. The division said light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Province 1 and at a few places in Madhes Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. French President Emmanuel Macron will meet political opponents today after his coalition failed to win a majority in parliamentary elections. Macron is now under pressure to secure support from rivals to fulfill his government's reform agenda. But neither Marine Le Pen's far-right nor Jean-Luc Mélenchon's left-green alliance are keen to work with him. Minority governments are a rarity in France, and Macron's Ensemble alliance is 44 seats shy of a majority. This means he will need to find support from mainstream MPs from both the left and right sides of politics to help build a working majority. Party representatives will visit the LC Palace separately for the high-level talks on Tuesday and Wednesday. Israel is said to hold a fifth general election in under 4 years after its fractured coalition government concluded it could not survive. In a major political development, Prime Minister Naftali Bennett will switch places with alternate Prime Minister Yair Lapid under an existing deal. An election could take place in late October, commentators say. The former Prime Minister and current opposition leader Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to return to the office. Monday's announcement comes after weeks of speculation that the coalition, the most diverse in Israel's history, was on the brink of collapse. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is to call for a sensible compromise on pay to end the largest rail strike in 30 years. The Prime Minister is expected to say too high demands on wages will make it hard to halt rising inflation. Thousands of staff at Network Rail and 13 rail operators walked out from midnight after last day's talks to avoid the strike's failing. The RMT Rail Union accused the government of preventing employers from freely negotiating on pay. Services across England, Wales and Scotland began to be affected on Monday evening, and just one in five trains are expected to run on Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday when workers are on a strike. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. International Day of Yoga being celebrated today. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deva says yoga has huge significance for a stress-free and healthy life. Government decides not to forward the U.S. state partnership program, and French President Macron to meet rival parties after losing a majority. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit our website www.onlinenepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned. Have a good day.